Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. You can also hear me on the River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Monty 1290, the Sturdy 1430, and now another new radio station, Signal 94.9. Thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate all of you listening to us. We thank you so much. You can see our show. We do a Facebook live stream every day. You can see it today. Our very special guest is Dave Patterson, Fire Chief, Triadelphia Volunteer Fire Department. If you just joined us, there'll be a special announcement later on at the end of this show. The owner of the Ohio Midland News Group is here in the other studio right now, but he'll be joining us. And you were talking about some of the lost lives, some of the people that you knew and knew really, really well, and you were getting all choked up. And I said, okay, let's just take a break here. But is there anyone else that you would like to tell the listeners about who you knew that we have lost?
So there's another from the neighborhood I grew up, Mike Bukanovich. I believe he went to school with my brother. He was another one. I seen his brother. I know they lived next door or lived together. I don't know how that works, but I seen his brother later at the firehouse later in the morning, whatever you want to call it. And I just asked him, I said, where's Mike at? And he goes, he didn't make it. He says he got swept away. He said he reached for the door handle of his truck. He was going to move his truck up to the firehouse, which back where they live, when water comes up, our safe place has always been the firehouse. Evidently not now. That's where all the water went down through.
It happened that fast.
He said brother went out. He went out to get in the truck. He said no wall water hit him, just took him.
How fast does that kind of water travel?
I haven't even to guess. Fast.
Because you couldn't even see it coming.
No. That's the thing. I've seen some videos a friend of mine had. She had some videos, and her grandkids were playing by the stream. And then next thing she knows, she says, here it comes. And it's just all calm, and then all of a sudden, it's just a wall of water and debris. It was crazy.
20 feet high.
Around our area, it was almost 20 feet high.
My God. Is there anyone else you want to talk about, to tell the listeners about?
I'd just like to give some thanks out to some people that's been supporting us, that supported us.
Yeah.
We lost three pieces of equipment. We lost our ambulance, a brush truck, and our rescue truck. The rescue truck was actually out in the floodwaters and the roadway gave out from under it. And I'm pretty sure it messed it up pretty good and jammed up the drivetrain.
Where was this?
That was on the east end of Triadelphia, up toward past
the roadway gave away.
He backed up, and I would literally watch it drop.
Let me ask you this before we get to that. You've been a firefighter, volunteer firefighter for decades, just decades. Were you ever afraid?
I was. I have been.
When?
If you say you're not afraid, you're just being modest. I was very afraid the night of the flood. It's probably one of the most afraid I think I've ever been.
Why that night?
Just because I knew the water was moving so fast, and I have never seen it like that before. I've been in floods. I've worked many floods through Triadelphia. 1990 flood was probably my first one I was actually on, and that's the same year as Ouija Creek. Us and Ouija Creek both got hammered that night, but you know what happened down there, pretty much what happened to us here in the past.
Yeah.
But it's just never been that extreme water and force that we had. I've never seen anything like that, ever.
Were you in the water? And if so, how did it feel coming so fast?
So I was actually in our ladder truck. We were responding to rescue calls right after the rain stopped, which it was barely raining, and we couldn't understand why we were getting calls only 2 miles up the road. And I was on National Road, made it to the animal shelter. I was there with one of the High County deputies, and we're sitting there looking, and the water's coming over the bridge, and we're contemplating how we can get somebody to the people that's trapped. And we knew we couldn't make it where we were, and he just looked up, and he said something. I looked up, and we just seen this wall of water start coming toward us. And we hurried up and backed up and got out of there like as fast as we can, and then some of it actually pushed my truck when we were backing out of there. And I had Stone Church's rescue was behind me. Their A Chief, Donnie Howard, him and I were up in there with the deputy, and it brushed the front of the truck and just pushed us a little bit on my truck, and he was behind me getting out of there.
What were you thinking about as that was happening?
I need to get out of here. I need to get out of here. We got to get down the road. We got more people to save. We need to get to a different area where we can get to people, because we also had reports of people on Dallas Pike stuck in cars, which that's where we went. We headed up that way, and we pulled four people out of cars up there.
How many lives do you think you helped save?
I had countless. I don't even know where to even start.
5, 10, 20.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I don't even know. I don't even want to count. I don't even, couldn't even tell you. We just do it, and we don't even think about it.
A lot of the homes are just gone.
There's a lot of homes that were destroyed. Mobile homes gone.
How many do you think there were roughly? What are we looking at here?
I know at least two houses I know that were totally swept off their bases. I can tell you, I know for a fact about four or five mobile homes I know are totally missing. Jeez. I come upon a gentleman also when I was coming back down the road, walking when we were searching for Kaylee, and he's sitting in his truck, and he was stuck in, there was a ditch, and he was stuck in the ditch, and I walked up to him, and I asked him, I said, "You okay?" He says, "My house is gone." And I looked behind him, and this house has been there since I was a kid. It sat right next to the Germantown Bridge, and his house was gone. All was there was a concrete slab. And he said, "All I got's my shorts, my shirt, and my truck." He said, "I went out to move my truck." He said, "I backed it out of the garage, pulled up the road, got stuck in his ditch, and watched my house to go." His name was Patrick. So he says, "I have nothing. I lost my wallet. I lost everything." So last week, I forget what day it was, somebody, one of the neighbors there, their granddaughter was going through her house. She comes over and says, "Dave, we found this wallet." And I look, and it was Patrick's wallet. So the next day, we give it back to him, and he was just so grateful that he had found his wallet and credit cards and all his IDs, and everything was still intact, unharmed.
Were there any people you couldn't save?
That I seen, yes. I'd rather not talk about it.
Fair enough. Do you have nightmares about this?
Not yet.
You want to talk to anyone? PTSD, anything like that?
We have a critical incident team. We're going to be discussing with them. We're going to go through some. We're all going to need some therapies. Yeah, you know that.
I can't imagine what you experienced. I can't begin to comprehend what you experienced and how you're keeping it all together. I know you're very emotional. I mean, that's obvious. I don't know how you're keeping it together. I really don't. I don't know how you do this. You wanted to give a shout out to an awful lot of people who've been very helpful.
This is just a start of my list. I know I'm going to forget people. There's a lot more to this. But number one, I'd give a shout out to Schultz Ford for giving us donating that truck. That's going to help us with the small.
Richard Bazzi, great guy.
Oh, yes.
Great guy.
Those guys are
great
wonderful
guy.
Up there. Yeah. They give us that truck, gave me keys at 2025. I was like, Kara looked at him and said, "Well, you know this is going to be used for fire department." He said, "Yep, use it how you need to."
Wow.
And so there's a group out of Pennsylvania. It's called the Fire Department Relief Mission of Western Pennsylvania. Yeah. Mike Tallaricchio, he's also a fireman on Munhall and Small World Stories. I met him many years ago, did not realize it. He's a mutual friend of a mutual friend of ours, for Jeff Scripp, which I met at Jamboree Hills many, many years ago, and we were like long lost brothers, and Mike ran with them at Munhall, and I met them guys. But he hooked us up with Imperial Fire Department from Imperial, PA. They had a rescue pumper fully equipped. They brought down to us, they presented to us, said use it as long as you need.
Wow. Jeez, wow.
Brook County brought one of their ambulances down for us to use in the meantime. And see, Doors Unlimited come and fix our doors, got them back up and running. Green Acres brought us out a couple chainsaws, some pumps, stuff to get us moving. The Laborers International Union, 1149, they donated four chainsaws to us yesterday. Wheeling Volkswagen Subaru, Dave Weaver down there, he donated us three side-by-sides, which we kept two of them. We give one to the National Guard, which anytime we would call the Commander Tate, he'd come. He'd be like an hour later and be like, "Where you been?" He's like, "Well, I got to walk everywhere you go. Hey, I got something for you."
Wow.
They were never so grateful. Those guys are awesome. Yeah. I mean, we worked hand-in-hand with the National Guard. Once we got the cleanups organized and we started organizing with them, we worked ahead of them, pushed the stuff up, and they got it out. some of the departments that helped us get our building back together. These are all volunteer departments: Mozart and Stone Church, Bethany, Windsor Heights, Reesville, Barracksville, which those two are out of Marion County. They come up to help the chief of Reesville, which I think you talked to Carrie yesterday. She had a Reesville shirt on.
Yeah.
Trent's a very good friend of mine. He works with me at the mine. And he come up and said, "Chief, whatever you need, we're here." And those guys were awesome. They went around. They ran skid steers. They took chainsaws out for the guard. They were cutting trees.
Wow.
Another friend of mine from the mine, he runs with Worthington Fire Department, McKinleyville, West Alexander, Mount Olivet, and the list just keeps going on and on and on. These just people helped us at our firehouse. Now, the night of, Bethany, Stone Church, Clearview, West Lib, Bethlehem, Mozart assisted us while we were trying to assist Valley Grove. I mean, we were in a bad way. And then we even activated the Wheeling Swiftwater team, as you know. And the Tradelphia United Methodist Church, they took in, we started spearheading to try to get help for people within our community and trying to get supplies closer. And I know they spearheaded getting a lot of stuff down there.
And in addition to all these volunteer fire departments, which is wonderful, City of Wheeling also.
Yes, I was going to say, the Swiftwater team come in.
They were all great as well.
They come in and helped us, yes.
Great. Any others in the county or anywhere else?
Just the, like I say, that's it in the county that I can think of right now. I know I'm forgetting people. We've had quite a bit of donations brought. I've had some businesses say, "I'm donating this. I don't want publicity."
Yeah.
That's huge.
Yeah.
But Dave Weaver with the side by sides, I mean, some people think, "Oh, they're just riding around." No, we're not just riding around.
Who would be that dumb? Even I'm not that dumb, and I'm dumb. But even I would know better than that.
But we were delivering food. They were delivering water, going around doing.
What do you need today? I've got this microphone. They let me talk into this microphone. I've got this huge audience. The station's got the huge audience, not me. It's Big Willie 105.5 plus the River Talk Radio Network. So I got 105.5. I got 94.9, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290s, 3014, 30, Facebook live stream. There are an awful lot of people, literally untold thousands, maybe tens of thousands of people listening or will be listening to this. What do you need from them today?
Well, today, if anybody can find me a bridge, that'd be great.
What?
Anybody could find me a bridge, that would be great. If you know anywhere we could probably get one and get some help to get it put in. And I got people willing to help. And just for the fire department side, it's the outpour support for it has been phenomenal. Like I say, we work on our list every day, and I keep adding for the insurance, and I keep finding stuff that's either missing, destroyed, it's not there. It's not even there, some of it, as we're doing our inventories.
Is there at least one element to this story, to this episode, that has not been covered with the media or whatever? Because there have been so many stories, but is there at least one element of this episode that you would want the listeners to know about that maybe they don't know about?
I can't really think of one off the top of my head. I'm sure there is, but I can't think right off the top.
Were there any special heroes that you saw? You don't even know their names, but stuff that they did.
Just let me tell you, there was heroes all over the place that night. There was people getting people out of houses. There was people just supporting their neighbors and people hanging on. I've heard numerous stories of people hanging on to poles and signposts and just riding the storm out. And these are not young people. We live in an elderly community. Not elderly, but, you know.
A lot of older people.
Middle-aged to older-age people, retirement age. And they're just the numerous, numerous stories. And in the middle of all this, we also got toned for a house fire. Yes. Had a mobile home and two trucks on fire. We could not even get to. No, thankfully, nobody was in it. They were all evacuated. But we eventually got to it, but just to get there.
How many pets were lost?
They don't know that answer. I've heard a few people say their pets were lost, but there's a lot that were not lost as well. I don't know.
Okay.
Also, I want to give a shout-out to State Road, too. The night of, they had their inloaders out, and there was a mobile home, and it was across Route 40. It was impeding all of our emergency operations. And I didn't know the operator, and I told him, I said, "Chris, please get this thing out of the road. I don't care if you drive through it and put a hole through the middle of it. Get me a roadway through there." And he did.
Wow. His name is Dave Patterson, fire chief, Triadelphia Volunteer Fire Department. These are some very, very special people, I must tell you. We're going to take a short break, and then I'm going to ask the owner of the Ohio Midland News Group to join us, Cody Barrick, and got something special that you, the dear listeners, are going to be hearing. Download the River Network app, and then click Big Willie 105.5 Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. You can also hear Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local on the River Talk Radio Network, including our newest station, 94.9, plus 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. Facebook live stream. Please share this everywhere. Facebook is not allowing me to share this, but if you would, that'd be great.